This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Ahoy, ahoy. That, I am told, is how Alexander Graham Bell thought people should answer the phone. By saying, ahoy. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. It is me, the Celebrity Medium, back with the first edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast for the year 2018. We've got some good stuff for you, some new arrivals in the next world, some follow-ups on a couple other things, too. Lots to talk about. Let's get right to it, shall we? Actor, comedian Jerry Van Dyke just transitioned to the next world. Jerry was never as famous as his older brother, Dick Van Dyke. Nevertheless, he was also a very well-regarded comic actor. His first shot at acting, at least in the public eye, was on his brother's show, The Dick Van Dyke Show. And then he appeared on other sitcoms over the years, including Coach, if you remember Coach. This is weird. You know, you hear about actors who miss out on one really big part, and they wish they could just kick themselves for it. He missed out on being Gilligan on Gilligan's Island, and he was also going to be Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show. I know he turned down Gilligan. I don't know what happened with the Andy Griffith deal, but he wasn't in either of them. Instead, however, he starred in My Mother, the Car. That's a real show that really aired on real television in the 1960s. Go look it up on Wikipedia if you don't believe me. There was a nice but not a huge crowd on hand to welcome him, I'm told. Now, a source tells me that the source was slightly taken aback when he overheard a reporter interviewing him after the reception because the reporter kept asking about his brother Dick rather than him, which is at best kind of rude. Jerry, according to the source, seemed to take it in stride. However, it didn't look like he was upset or anything. As of now, we don't have any word about any future plans for Jerry Van Dyke. He just got there, so give him time. He will get work, I'm sure, if he wants to work. You don't have to work in the afterlife. That's one of the cool things about it. Speaking of people in Dick Van Dyke's circle, or his sphere of influence, I guess, actress Rose Marie also just transitioned to the afterlife. She was in her 90s. And here's the weird part. She was in show business for 90 years because she started in vaudeville when she was just a little girl. She was Baby Rose Marie. That was how they billed her. And apparently she had an amazing voice even as a little kid, to the point where some people thought that she was a little person. You know, she was an adult little person and not, in fact, a child. Most famous to the public for playing Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Sally Rogers was, of course, a writer. Her character was a writer, is what I'm saying. You got it. So Rose Marie, who, like everybody in the next world, looks like she did at her adult best now, had a happy, tear-filled reunion with Jerry Van Dyke, who we just mentioned, after her reception. They, of course, knew each other. I shouldn't say, of course, you probably don't know this. They knew each other from the times when Jerry played his brother's character's brother on the show. Dick Van Dyke played Rob Petrie, and Jerry played, oh man, I don't remember the first name, but he was Rob's brother. It was kind of a weird storyline for the Dick Van Dyke Show. Now, like Jerry, Rose Marie didn't get any immediate job offers, but it's probably, again, not going to be very long before something comes along for her, if, in fact, she wants to work. After her introduction on stage, she made the crowd laugh by yelling, "Okay, who does the casting around here?" Which, at least to me, would seem to imply that she does, in fact, want to work. And with 90 years of experience, she's an old pro, so, you know, there's probably something waiting for her out there. I thought this guy was out of the spotlight for the long term. Actually, I hoped he was out of the spotlight for the long term. But no, Fred Trump father of President Donald Trump is back in the Afterlife news. He has announced that he is currently writing a book in response to Fire and Fury, the new Earthly Plane book about the madness behind the scenes of his son's administration by Michael Wolff. I'm sure you've heard of this book. It's been in the news for the last week or so. It's just been everywhere. It alleges that all kinds of insane stuff has been happening at the White House. It says that people around Donald Trump, all of them, according to Michael Wolff, think that he's basically an emotional child and is unfit to be the president. Well, Fred says his book is going to contradict what he calls the lies in Wolff's book. Here's the thing. Since he's in the next world, Fred Trump has not and cannot have actually read Wolff's book. Now, it's true that people there have a general sense of what's going on the earthly plane, but there's no way he can know all the specifics in Fire and Fury. He cannot have read the book. Nevertheless, Fred says his book is going to set the public straight about his son and his excellent leadership of the United States. This is going to be rich. Lastly, it has been confirmed that the remake of the old Andy Griffith show that's in the works will definitely be shot in Mediopolis, which was formerly known as Trump City. We just can't get Trump out of the Next World News, can we? Walt Disney runs the front end of the town, which was designed to look like a turn-of-the-last-century American town. The back end of it is run by Steve Jobs, and it's strictly a research and development center for high tech. The front end failed as a tourist attraction, so Disney went to Plan B and turned it into a backlot for movies and TV shows. The show is going to be called Mayberry Today, and it is set in the present. Although I'm told that the fictional town is going to look pretty much like Mayberry did on the original show, complete with most of the original cast. How they're going to explain it? Beats me. The change in Don Knotts' appearance is going to be explained too on the show. As you'll recall, Don Knotts has become a physical fitness buff in the afterlife, so he's very bulked up now. He's not a big guy, but he's very muscular. So we don't know how they're going to handle that, because it was a running joke about how wiry Barney Fife, his character, was. So how they're going to explain this muscle-bound guy now? Who knows? Now, Frances Bavier, I believe it's pronounced, who played Aunt Bee, may or may not be on the show. Okay, despite her sweet matronly appearance, she was reportedly really difficult to work with on the original Andy Griffith show. And word is that she's still kind of a pain in the ass. But Griffith says he wants her back. He wants everyone. He wants Floyd the Barber. He wants them all back. So talks are underway to get her to play her old role again. So that's what we know about that. We'll see how it goes. Okay, that's what I've got for you for this first report of 2018. Good to be back in the saddle again after a couple of weeks off. Hope you've been anxiously awaiting the... Let's put it this way. I don't want you to have been anxiously awaiting the show. I hope you're glad it's back. How's that? Don't forget to remember that the show is available on iTunes and in the Google Play Store. It also turns up every week on YouTube. So tell all your friends. And most importantly at all, it is heard on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630 in Los Angeles. On Monday afternoons at 1 p.m., we are so happy that they run this program. We'd like to get more radio stations to run it someday, if the creeks don't rise. I am the Celebrity Medium. Happy to be back, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.